yoga retreats and other venues. You don't need a studio to practice yoga. Bring your practice and students outside. Bringing your students out of the classrooms comes with a number of responsibility. Remember insurance certificates, yoga mats, waters, music, waivers, meals. If you bring them outside, you have a backup plan in case of inclement weather. Be sure to have a first aid kit and other necessities with you. So some things we're going to touch on in this lesson will be, where do you get insurance? What food and drink would you like to bring? Will it be included or will it be for sale? What items do you bring extra in case a student forgets something? What is your backup plan in case the weather turns sour? So if you live in the Midwest, I don't even know what it's going to be later this afternoon, much less 2 months from now for my yoga retreat. So some first things is, try and find an insurance provider that you want to have insurance as a teacher. It's usually under $200 a year, so it's not expensive. But you want to find a provider where you can simply log online and add an additionally insured without any kind of fee or without having to, you know, ask anybody or submit any paperwork, right? So I've used KNK Insurance in the past for this. I recommend it. I don't know that I'm party to it in any way, other than it's simple to use, it's inexpensive, and if I'm having a retreat, I do an annual retreat at Starved Rock, I can log on, I can add the venue, I can log off, issue over, right? Not only does it protect you, but it protects your practitioner should something happen. You want them to be able to file a claim, right? So next up, food and drinks. This is a big thing. I say these days, with the vast dietary preferences and needs and allergies and things like this, I've moved away from offering food and instead moved towards having retreats where food is readily available, or where if I'm looking at what hotel to book, I'll book one with a refrigerator so folks that want to bring food can. I'll book one with a restaurant. I'll book one with a sandwich shop or a coffee shop so that there's an array of places. So we do Abbey Resorts maybe every year, every other year. They have all of these things, and then food becomes a non-issue. I will put on the schedule, though, myself, just so that breaking bread within community can still be enjoyed. I'll say, all right, well, if it's sunny, I'll be outside on the patio here and included on the little map so everyone knows where to find me at lunch, right? Or I'll be at the restaurant and name it if you care to join me. If it's raining, that's where I'll be, right? So it is nice, you know, for those of you that would like to just take some quiet time for a silent reflection or anything along those lines, feel free to bring your lunch or do whatever that makes you feel happy, right? So I think it also builds in some open time in a retreat, which is really nice. For our Abbey Resort retreat, they have a really nice downtown with different shops and foodstuffs there. So I'll have lunch be long enough where if a group wants to go over there and grab a bite to eat and check out the different shops, they're able to and still can come back and maybe even plan an activity that maybe I think 50% of the people might want to engage in, but then the other half might want to maybe meander downtown for a longer period of time and turn it into a bit of a girls' weekend rather than we're doing yoga nonstop from Friday to Sunday, right? Mostly because this is the kind of retreat I enjoy, so therefore this is the kind of retreat I offer. When thinking about what to bring, consider you're going on a field trip and you're the chaperone, right? What would you be responsible for bringing in that instance? Would be a nice start list. If you're looking for a list, and I'm not really a list provider, I'm not your gal for that, but you could go online and say, you know, good packing list to bring kids on a field trip to Starved Rock, the woods, right? Camping, whatever it is, and make sure that a first aid kit is included, that you have that. You can pick that up at your local pharmacy store, wherever. They're relatively inexpensive and a good thing to have anyway. I'll make sure you're staying in your scope of practice and not pulling out your EpiPen, you know, for other people and knowing what your local laws and limitations are as far as that goes. Again, another good reason to take the first aid training and make sure you know your stuff there, whether it be online, local fire department, with us, whatever you do. What is your backup plan in case weather turns sour? Here's my example. We planned a retreat in July for Starved Rock Forests, And it's just lovely there. And it had not been a rainy season at all. So you could say with about 99% certainty that we weren't getting rain that day. And so I nearly almost didn't worry about booking the conference room that I always book. And by the way, if you're not involved in catering and everything else like that, that conference room is usually like $100 to $200 a day. We're not talking about a lot of money in the grand scheme of things to make sure that you have a conference room for folks to go to. Although this particular year, I'm like, I don't even really know if I need it. I mean, clearly we're not getting the rain, the likelihood of that. Even if we did, we could go into the, you know, the main lobby area, and that would have worked, you know, in a pinch or what have you. Turns out it was the hottest July in like history ever. It was 105 degrees. It was so hot. So most of our programming was done inside, with the exception of those who wanted to go on the shady hike, knowing what the temperatures were, bringing extra water and that kind of thing, spending more time in the lobby and the main areas and that. And then there was another area that was very, very shady with so many trees. And instead of doing a vinyasa flow, we did like a slow yin and then spent more time on talking about yoga philosophy and what it means to live a yogic life, right? So these kind of things. For folks that are like, I love hot yoga. Well, they could be found out there doing yoga in the middle of the sun, and they had all their glory and joy. But do make sure that you plan something, that you have some plan B. Enter every retreat understanding it might storm. So if you do that, the big thing with retreats I find, and I mentioned this in my training again and again, that we have broad strokes learners and we have granular learners and teachers as such. So I think if you're a broad strokes teacher, right? Ideas, inspiration, motivation, things like this come to you with ease, then partner with somebody that's really good at creating a packing list, right? Or vice versa. And then that way, a couple things happen. I think you end up with a nice, well-rounded group, because we get different audiences if you're just the only one doing it. If something should happen and you get stung by a bee and have an allergic reaction, there's somebody else to hold space for you, you know? I think also we can learn from each other. We can learn in different ways. We can encourage each other's strengths in putting this thing together to offer the best possible retreat there can be. Not to say that it only needs to be one person or two people or whatever it might be. Also, conversely, I would say, though, I don't know that I would have five people running the retreat. So the way I'll do it is I do yoga loozas. And so I'm running the retreat in partnership with somebody who likes details and lists and venues and confirmations, and they're organized and they have a calendar and everything, none of which I do, right? So we do that. But then we invite different instructors to come be the teachers. And then those teachers all have a shadower, so that it's sort of like an understudy, so that if anything should happen, there's somebody else there that could step in to teach, whether that be me, my partner, or their shadower. There's enough people running this that you can offer more programming and more things and be in two places at once. So you might have one group that really just wants to do yoga, and you might have another group that might want to take a silent walking meditation around the lake, and there's only so many hours in the day. So it's one of the benefits of running with other people. And I will say, fun. It's more fun. I really enjoy that kind of thing. In closing, consider what programming you're going to offer. As grand as it sounds to teach a restorative yoga at Starved Rock, and I've done it, the entire studio had to be packed up into the Suburban and schlepped to Starved Rock, unloaded, tended to. Now we got to make sure like the door's locked or whatever. We can't just leave the door open because we got all this stuff in there, and then brought back. And meanwhile, if there were classes at the studio happening at the time, the instructor texted me, did something happen with all of the props? Because I need blocks for my class today. I'm like, sorry, I got them. I'm at Starved Rock right now. So it's easier, I think, to try and offer classes that don't need a ton of props and bring the basics. Maybe bring the blocks, right? And then have programming, have sequencing in general, where we might suggest less props anyway. And bring a couple of yoga mats for the folks that forgot theirs, but basically put the onus on the folks. This is the list. Make sure you bring your yoga mat. Make sure you bring your blocks. Make sure you bring ABC. But if they forget it, that you at least have some essentials there. With food, I always will have some food in case somebody's blood sugar drops or anything like that, or if they don't have lunch or whatever it might be. I'll have some extras. I usually pack like cashews and peanut butter jelly and things like that just in case, what have you. But otherwise, I pretty much allow the practitioners to bring their own stuff, and then that way I can go and enjoy the experience a little bit more, because teachers can often come back from yoga retreats needing a vacation, as it does turn out.